And make sure I said that right. Yeah, 14 verses. And when I looked back on as far as a summary of what John has taught us so far, we have realized that God is light. We have realized that God is love. We are to show God's love. We are to live by faith. And one of the most important scriptures that I thought that I grabbed out of 1 John was, John said, whoever has the Son has life. Period. And we all need that today. That we all need our relationship with Jesus Christ is what we need. Keep in mind, too, when we look at 1 and 2, let's go ahead and open up right there at 3 John, starting with verse 1. He says, the elder, to my dear friend Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. Let's open up right there with prayer. Father God, we come before you now, and as we look over these next few verses, Father God, I pray, Lord, that you will be with us, dear Lord, that you remember that, Father God, even in the struggles, even in the valleys of life, Father, you are there, and all we need to do is say amen. Father, may anything that we brought in here this morning that may be troublesome or may be weighing us down, dear God, I pray, Lord, that you will help each and every one of us to let it go, Father God, to push it up to you, Father, to know that you are the ultimate physician, to know that you are the ultimate healer, to know that you are the ultimate everything. You are the all in all, Father God, the one and only. I pray, Lord, that you will be with us as a church, that we will be found mission-minded for you, Father, that may everything we do, dear God, we just want to bring you honor and bring you glory in all that we say and all that we do. Be with us, Father God, as we learn from these words, as we see your disciples from so long ago, and they recorded these words for us in a book, Father God, that you allow us to have. And Father God, we know every word of it is true. Dear Lord, be with us. May we be found ever in your favor, Father God. Dear Lord, we love you and we thank you. And these things I ask in your name. Amen. As we cover verses 1 and 2 real quick, you'll see that John's telling Gaius that we should live spiritually. He already reminds us in the book, in the words right there, that Gaius has a healthy soul. It says it right there in the last part. Even as your soul is getting along well. Now, he also prays for his good health. So maybe Gaius had something going on. Maybe a health condition. We're not sure. We're not read into all that. But he says, even as your soul is getting along well. It's how important is us for have healthy souls in all that we do. And when we have those healthy souls, we're able to stay in tune more. We're not faced with the distractions. Because trust me, we have enough of them that happens to us in a single day. And especially in a single 5 minutes. I don't know if y'all have ever noticed this, but sometimes things can change in a hurry for us. And they can even change when you're driving your car, of all things. Even when you're driving your car, have you ever had somebody cut you off? You could go to praising Jesus 1 second and be mad as a hornet the next second. If you've ever experienced just a touch of road rage, you know, or to been cut off or to say, I'm finna show them, I'm finna pass them. I can see Mary Jackson doing this all day long. She gonna gun it. She gonna hit the, you know, here I come, you know, only to end up at the next red light facing each other. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing then, but you get what I'm saying. Things can change in quite a hurry. But look what John says right there in 3 and 4 to him. He says, it gave me great joy when some believers came and testified about your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. So John's already said, as long as people are coming to Jesus Christ, I have no greater joy. He says, we should all walk truthfully is what we should do. Look at what he continues to say right there, 5 and 6. He says, dear friend, You are faithful in what you are doing for the brothers and sisters, even though they are strangers to you. They have told the church about your love. Please send them on their way in a manner that honors God. He's telling them we should serve faithfully as God's people. Faithfully. They've given you spiritually, truthfully, faithfully. Look at 7 and 8 right there. It was for the sake of the name that they went out. Receiving no help from the pagans, we ought therefore to show hospitality to such people so that we may work together for the truth. We should minister generously in everything we do. I could not say one word about Miss Carolyn and Miss Brenda and all they do for the missionaries, because it is a wonder in the church how they support the missionaries that we keep on doing. We keep on being the hands and feet of Jesus Christ is what we do in a world now that needs it more than ever, is what John's saying. That's what John's getting at. No matter who comes in God's house, you welcome them. You treat them like they should be treated. We're not full-time missionaries, but we share in it because we pray. We give them money. We succeed together in the work of God is what we do. That's what we do as a church. This is our house that we come into. It's God's house overall, but the people is what makes the church. The people is what makes the church. Look at what he says right there. I titled today, before I jump right in there tonight, I titled today, Helping Others Along the Way. Helping others. Now, we know travel today as pretty easy. We really do, when you think about it. We know travel is pretty easy today. We have interstates, we have roadways, we have sign markers up, we have Google Maps, for goodness sake. I can get pretty much anywhere in the United States by following my phone. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, that's how easy it is for us. But think about way back when. Think about 2,000 years ago. Think about that, what kind of travel they had and how hard it was. That's why John says, when he says, show hospitality to such people, they needed it because they could have been walking. I mean, you agree with me, right? It's not like they had a Rolls Royce. We hear the Accord thing mentioned, but that's not what that meant. It's not a Honda. We see what they're talking about. Camel, donkey, oxen, feet. What else I got? I mean, I'm serious. That was it. That's how they traveled. So when these people were coming in, could you imagine what a kind word would have meant to somebody back then? It would have been, wow. I mean, that's what somebody would have needed to hear. Now, how many flights you think take off every day worldwide? I Googled it. I already know. Well, I don't know if Google was right, but anyway, I got my numbers. Roughly 100,000 flights a day. One day. And I did see another statistic that said 87,000. Another one that said 100,000 worldwide. Passengers a day. How many? Anybody want to take a guess? 2 million, right at 2 million a day. 1.73, I saw 1.98, I saw 2.04. That many people travel every day. I don't know what they're doing, but it must be something important. I don't know. But that's a lot of people traveling daily around this world. And imagine what hospitality does when you're able to extend that word. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. Tanya and I, Probably the most wonderful time we've ever spent or been felt like we had been saved. We decided to go on a camping trip, tents and sleeping bags with the kids. Yeah, primitive camping on top of that. And so somebody had given me a tent is what all started this. And so we got this big two-room tent, you know, because there's 15 of us. And we got this big tent and we put... Anna. We put it all together up in the house. We had a trial run in the yard. Everything went pretty good, so we said, we're ready for the big time. We're going to Mount Cheehaw is where we're going, and we are going to primitive camp. This is going to be the best thing ever. and it'll be the kids. It was right at Halloween because we ain't, me and Tanya ain't into sweating a whole lot if we ain't got to, especially if it's hot. I can't sleep when I'm that hot. I'll be honest. It just doesn't work for me. So we had waited till right around Halloween, and we predicted it to where it was not going to be that bad. The weather said it wasn't going to be that bad, but there was a polar vortex that night, Kay, that dropped in on that mountain, and temperatures went to about negative 10. So we noticed when we got up there that we set up camp primitive. Well, okay, we had a little bit of firewood, but we wasn't thinking it was going to be that big of a deal to have firewood. So, and Tanya had bought this, we had this little camp, and Tanya said I couldn't set it on fire, but I did. I don't know how, we still don't know, but anyway, that thing went up in flames. So we had our cooker, we had everything we needed, we had camping trails, we had taken the kids, and I was telling Tanya, I was like, man, it's a little brisk. Yeah, I know it. I was like, yeah, this is kind of weird, I guess. So pretty much we ran out of firewood pretty quickly. And the camp store was closed due to Halloween. Yeah, we're on the primitive side of things. And so I said, okay, so what do we do now? We burned every twig there was in our campsite. So we had it looking good. Yeah. Yeah, so you see how this was leading bad, bad, bad. And this is all true story. So Tanya and I said, okay, the polar vortex is coming. This might be the end tonight. We don't know how we're going to survive. So let's go into town. And the kids were too excited. We didn't want to break their hearts about leaving. So we went into town to a Cracker Barrel. Okay, obviously, yeah, hot food. We just wanted to sit down. We wanted to get warm and have our meal. When it happened, the guy came up and he said, hey, how are y'all doing tonight? And I'm like, oh, we're good. We're blessed. We're glad to be here. And ordered all the kids drinks. And he said, when we finished eating, had our meals, everything was nice. I asked the gentleman, he goes, is there anything else I can do for you before I leave? I said, is there by chance we could get some firewood? And he said, what? I said, yeah, I'm not kidding. We're camping up there and we're going to freeze tonight if we don't have something. It's either that or we're going to have to sleep in the car or head to the house. But the kids are really excited and we're kind of in it to win it. We really just didn't want to try to do this in the middle of the night. So if we could just get through tonight and we think we can do it, we just need some firewood. And that man said, hold on just a minute. He went over there and got his manager. His manager came back over to us and said, y'all take all the firewood you want. I said, bless your heart. You just made a cold man very, very happy. And my wife, who's not very happy with me at this moment. And my kids, who, you know, we've all got full bellies. Oh, we're going to go back. So he gave us 15 pieces of firewood, basically whatever we could load up on that rack. We went back and we burned all of it and stayed warm that night. Although it was still cold. It dropped low, y'all. It was not supposed to do that. We totally missed. Needless to say, the next morning, we had camp packed up within 20 minutes, and we was in the car. The kids, we had done the camping trip. Checkmate, we're out. Turn the heater on. It's time to go back to civilization because this ain't cutting it for us. We had left. But you see how important the hospitality was. And what it means to a person. So when you've got people walking in from all over, this is the church. This is where the hospitality needs to be shown. Look at what now, John gives us another example. The second person, we talked about Gaius right there. But now let's look at the second person in 9 and 10 right here. Let's look at this. He says, I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first, will not welcome us. So when I come, I will call attention to what he is doing, spreading malicious nonsense about us. Not satisfied with that, he refused to welcome other believers. He also stops those who wants to do and puts them out of the church. What's going on with Diotrephes here? What, his pride and his arrogance, has it gotten in his way? Would you believe it or not, there is one thing that each and every one of us in this room have together, and that is a reputation. You have a reputation. Good or bad, you did it to yourself. You control your own reputation is what you have. Think about it. There's one thing that we all have. People will watch us. People will talk about us. We cannot escape our reputation. We cannot lose our reputation. It follows us all of our lives. It's amazing. Just like I was talking about earlier, Mary Jackson flooring it past that car. And that's not a true story. I'm just talking. But when you can, things can change that quickly for us is what I'm saying. And I mean, you could be having your Jesus on, having your K-Love, and you just, oh, praise Jesus. And then all of a sudden, what the? Where did that come from? What did I do to deserve that? You know, and you can spring into action quickly. I've seen it happen way too many times. If I asked you not to sin for 5 minutes of your life, you couldn't do it because an evil thought would enter your mind. It just happens. We're sinful. We're sinful-natured people. Diotrephes here, though, he had some more stuff going on. But you see, when John says, so when I come, I will call attention to what he is doing. John's going to take care of it is what he's doing. We should never think higher of ourselves than we ought to, but to know that we are all sinners saved by the grace of God. That's all we are. None of us are perfect. So there's no reason to act like any of us are because it's simply not true. We're all sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God. Look at what he says right there in 11 and 12. Now you're fixing to see a consistent Christian is what you're fixing to see. Dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God, and anyone who does what is evil has not even seen God. John makes it very, very cut and dry. It's black, it's white. If you do what is good, it is from God, but if you don't, it is from evil. Demetrius, third person. Demetrius is well spoken of by everyone and even by the truth itself. We also speak well of him, and you know that our testimony is true. Demetrius is a consistent Christian. He pursues godly examples. John's telling us the same thing too. We should imitate Jesus. Demetrius was a godly man. When people saw him, they could point and say, be like him. You can be like him. Can people say that about us? Not just here on Sunday morning, but out in the real world. Can people say that about us? Be like him. Watch his moves. He's doing it right. 13 and 14. Look right there. I have much to write to you, but I do not want to do so with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon and we will talk face to face. John paints us a picture of positive examples on how to treat others all throughout these Gospels. John 15, 13 says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. If you actually go look at the Greek word for friends, and I'm going to do my best, I listened to it probably 30 times, Philos. That's what I heard over and over. This is a time in the New Testament where believers are referred to as friends also. They use the word friends, philos. Don't we all want to be a philios of Jesus, a friend? Man, think about how you win someone to Jesus. Most times, 9 times out of 10, you become their friend first. Amen? That's the truth. You become their friend first. They're going to see something different in your life is what they're going to do. They're going to see something different in your reputation, in your attitude. They're going to see something different and want to know more. Want to know more. We say preach a sermon every day and only if you have to use words. Oh, that's true. But think about that. They see your reputation. Peace to you. Or he says, I hope to see you soon. And we will talk face to face. You see John's love. John wants to be with them is what he wants to be. Because he knows that's where it's his church. He wants to be with them. Peace to you. The friends here sends their greetings. Greet the friends there by name. We see healthy soul. James 4:6 reminds us that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Humility is the way of service. Humbling yourself before God is the way to drawing near to Him. If there's anything that we have learned throughout John, 1 John, 2 John, and 3rd, and 1 John, 2 John, and 3rd John is what we've covered in this study. We've seen how John was the ultimate example. Always wanting to show hospitality to others. Always wanting to be loving. Always wanting to be kind. Warning them of false teachers. Always be on the lookout. Keep your guard up, but always be really to welcome others. Hospitality. Hospitality. It's soon, guys, we're fixing to be past this little stage of the COVID. People are getting their shots. Vaccines are coming in. We're getting ready to go back to a little bit of a normalcy. We're praying. We're hoping. I've been so proud, and Leslie and I have spoken about this. And thanks to y'all and the people of this church, we've come together is what we've done. We're doing things, having the two services. That's fine. Whatever we need to do as God's people, we will make happen. But thank you again. This has been a trying time. It has been. But the end is almost right there. Okay? We're right there knocking on the door. I pray that things will get better and better. I know that more people are getting vaccinated. Things are getting better. Springtime is almost here. I pray that we will continue to be healthy. Healthy as your health goes, but also healthy as a church is what I see. 1 John taught us that helping others along the way is part of our Christian service. To always be ready to lend a hand, to give, to help out our missionaries, whatever the case may be, but we will do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. We will do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. And may everything we do, everything, be for His honor and His glory. Let's close this morning. Father God, I just thank You, Lord, for Your word, dear God, and what it means to have a healthy soul, Father. Father, You give us so many, You gave John so many words, Father God. And dear Lord, they're all, we can learn from them so much. To love in the truth, to know the truth, to know that the truth lives in us, God. Dear Lord, we know that You're light. We know that You're love. We know that we're to show Your love. We're to live by faith. And remember, John said, whoever has the Son, which is Jesus, has life. Father God, may we all check our attitudes, our reputations, Father God, and change them, dear God, to where they line up with Yours. Lord, be with us as a church as we move forward. To always, Father God, to always know that we just want to humble ourselves before You. Lord, thank You for this time. These things I ask in Your most precious and holy name. Amen. Sister Leslie's going to come up and bless our hearts and our closing hymn. What you got? Open our eyes. Open our eyes, Lord. Altar's always open for prayer. If you'd like to come down, I'll pray with you. Whatever's God's leaned on your heart. Maybe you'd like to rededicate your life today. Whatever that case may be. Let it be today. Don't wait another moment. Everybody, please stand. Sister.